Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking willingness to pay with Dr. Jason Lusk in just a moment.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today. Because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Cenex Superlube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more fill-in time. And daisy time. And dusty time. Ask for Superlube TMS in the Total Protection Plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find Superlube products at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
For more than 3 years, Dr. Jason Lusk has been doing a monthly survey called the Food Demand Survey, or FODS. This particular survey goes out to 1,000 U.S. consumers monthly, and he's asking various questions about their interest in buying and using for their families food products, primarily meat products, beef, pork, chicken. And according to Dr. Lusk, one thing's really stuck out in his mind as he's looked at the monthly trends that have built up over the years of the willingness to pay data that consumers have given back to him.
Probably the most important takeaway for me is that demand for meat products has remained very stable over the last 3 years. Yes, there are ups and downs from month to month, and sometimes it makes sense. So, for example, people say they're willing to pay a little more in February when it gets close to Super Bowl time. So that makes sense. Sometimes there's just random variation, and we don't really know why it happens. But if you take a step back and look at the broad view, really what we see is really steady, if not slightly increasing, consumer willingness to pay for most beef, pork, and chicken products. That's important to me for a number of reasons. One is there's been a lot of negative publicity about meat in the news over the last 2 or 3 years. You know, supposedly red meat causes cancer. Red meat contributes to global warming. These are things you see in the headlines all the time. They are things that what I would call the sort of elite media pays a lot of attention to. And what I would say, at least from our survey, is that whatever impacts those issues have been having in the news, they really haven't had much impact on consumer demand per se. I think that's been pretty interesting that demand has been very resilient. The other thing I would say, too, is that, you know, we've had big run up in pork and beef prices, and those started to come back down now. But because the willingness to pay or the demand has stayed relatively stable, one of the things that helps us understand is that those price changes have been mainly supply side issues. And we kind of knew that already probably, but this helps provide further confirmation for that. So, you know, why were beef prices so high a couple of years ago? Well, it was because 2 years before that we had drought and high feed prices, and it's sort of working itself out in terms of the cattle cycle. And now rebuilt the inventory a little bit. We've got more supply and prices are starting to come back down a little bit. And so one of the things this survey helps us learn is that it's not consumers changing what they want that's causing those price fluctuations. It's probably mainly supply side issues. So those are probably two of the biggest lessons I think I can take away from the sort of 3 year look at the data.
Jason blogs about the monthly survey as well as a lot of other subjects regarding production, agriculture, and food at jasonlusk.com. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Peeper Seed Farms in Enid, Oklahoma have 7 high-yielding wheat seed varieties. You can choose from Monument, Flint, Lano and Jackpot, Doane's, Everest, and Gallagher. Joe and Mary Jo Peeper have been selling top-quality seed wheat for over 25 years. Call today at 580-855-2431. That's 580-855-2431, or you can email them at jrpeeper@gmail.com to book your seed today.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.